There's a good phrase in French for what happens to people as a result of the jobs they do. Déformation professionnelle. Déformation sounds bad. We prefer to think of ourselves as formed by our work, not deformed. Shaped, not misshaped. But every profession takes its toll, and writing is no exception. I think writing changes the writer in four significant ways. First, the most obvious. In order to represent the world in language, we must try to understand it, which means observing very closely, asking questions about people and places, how things work, how they're organised or disorganised. We must become good at listening, but also good at noticing smells, tastes, textures. We develop the sixth sense too, the feeling for atmosphere, the unspoken, the hidden. Where we have no direct evidence, what was it like to meet Cleopatra or fight at the Battle of Hastings, we have to become good at imagining. Observing and imagining so intensely gives writers an infinitely absorbing mental life, which can isolate us from others, and in extreme forms, come close to madness. The second effect is the opposite of the first. As well as trying to see things as they are, we also like to imagine things otherwise, asking how life might be different if we changed one detail. If the Queen lived in a council house, for example, or if Britain had been invaded by Germany in the Second World War. This habit gives us an unusual view of the world, as if it's all faintly unreal. It can come as a shock to realise that other people accept things as they are. The third effect is emotional. Graham Greene wrote, "There is a splinter of ice in the heart of a writer." I think this means that even in the most extreme emotional circumstances, writers remain slightly detached, making mental notes even as they dodge pieces of flying crockery. I know I do not stay cool in emotionally charged situations, but I can usually look back on them and at some future point use them in my writing. Wordsworth said poetry springs from emotion recollected in tranquility. I prefer that view to Graham Greene's. I feel one has to be emotional to be fully alive. So for me, writing provides a spiritual training in being both emotional and tranquil. The fourth effect is physical. Sitting too long at desks and computers, we become stooped and vulture-like. They call it writer's droop. This really is professional deformation. I hate it, so I resist by taking exercise at every opportunity. Rowing, running, cricket, gardening, anything to get fresh air into my brain and stiffness out of my limbs. My latest ally in this campaign is a Labrador called Harry. He drags me out 3 times a day for a brisk walk, even in the wildest weather. With his endless curiosity, friendliness and enthusiasm, he makes me laugh and feel glad to be alive, without a speck of ice in my heart.